Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Monday, March 16th, 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello. Nice to speak to you both. Happy Monday.
Yes, I would like to point out that we are all at least 6 feet apart today. And that includes my other guest today, Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Kelly.
All right. So the first thing we want to talk about today is a story, Charlotte, you put up about Apple getting a big fat fine. Well, they've been assessed a fine. Whether or not it's paid is another matter, right?
Right. Yes. Apple, the French competition authorities have issued Apple with a $1.1 billion fine. That's $1.23 billion, which is a lot of money even for Apple.
Yes.
And it relates to issues around supply of products to certified resellers, and the French authorities say that Apple restricted this in order to keep the price high. Apple, as you say, is set to appeal, denies these allegations very strongly, and is going to continue to fight this.
Okay.
What's interesting is actually this is the largest ever fine issued to a single firm. It's also worth noting that a couple of Apple certified resellers in France got whacked with big fines as well. Not quite as big as Apple, but pretty hefty, you know, between 60 and 80 million euros each.
That is a lot.
It is not as much as 1.1 billion.
No, but it does sound more like actual money than what we usually see assessed against them here.
Yeah, it's probably actually more money than, right, than even a billion would be to Apple.
Yeah.
To those other companies. Except for Google. Google got fined, what, for 150 sure. million euros? That's a drop in the bucket for Google.
Yeah.
But a billion is going to leave a mark even on Apple.
Yes. And this is because the act committed, I guess, for the lack of a better way to put it, is that Apple was favoring resellers so that only some things could be purchased from certain places. That's like what Francis say happened.
Can I dive into that, Charlotte? Yes, excellent. So
please do for sure.
Let's see here. France basically accused, after a retailer complained,
okay,
accused Apple of conspiring with two main wholesalers to agree on pricing.
Okay.
And then to further require their retailers to essentially agree on pricing, especially at the premium reseller level. So what that did is that artificially kept price, any kind of pricing competition out of the market. This did not involve iPhones. This is for iPads and Macs. I'm not actually sure why it doesn't involve iPhones one way or the other, but this fine is specifically about Macs and iPads. And when we started talking about this, I'm like, France is like, you know, ignoring the fact that there was actually shortages of products, but Macs and iPads, generally speaking, weren't really subject to all those shortages. And then I read Apple's very short statement, and it's pretty telling, because what Apple said was that they called the decision disheartening, quote unquote. They said that the company strongly disagreed. That's not too much of a surprise. And then said, quote, it relates to practices from over a decade ago.
Yes.
And discards 30 years of legal precedent that all companies in France rely on, with an order that will cause chaos for companies all across all industries.
I thought that was very telling.
Mm-hmm. So, and I read that as, yeah, sure, fine, we were doing this, but we're not doing it anymore, so we shouldn't have to pay anything.
Yeah, the French authorities say that was 2005 to 20. It was 2005 to 2017. That's when the allegations refer to. I also think while we're having this conversation, it is worth just touching on the broader context here in Europe. We've discussed a number of times on the show, Kenny and Andrew and I have both written multiple stories about this, of authorities within the EU, including at the EU level itself, taking on big tech firms and, you know, including Apple. Mm-hmm. And this, I think it's fair to say, all is part of that picture.
And the reality is that Apple does have a very, very long history of controlling pricing at the retail level in ways that most other companies can't. Now, it's interesting to me that France, or that this regulatory body, what's the regulatory body, Charlotte?
I'm not doing the French.
It's the Autorité de la Concurrence. I think that's the official name.
Sure, something like that.
And
please, all our French listeners, it's observations@macobserver.com yes. If you're offended by Brian's appalling French accent.
Exactly. They said Apple's dominant position, which Apple maybe does have a dominant position in tablets, but Apple certainly doesn't have a dominant position in computers. So that was kind of a weird characterization for me. Especially since this ruling specifically excluded iPhones. Mm-hmm. And it also kind of feels like Apple is being fined for today's money for yesterday's practices. That also feels a bit weird to me. Right? Because
we know it's a thing you morally oppose, today's money for yesterday's stuff. We've talked about this.
This does always make me cranky, because in 2005, when these complaints supposedly started, or when the practices supposedly started, Apple, of course, didn't have anywhere near as much money as it does today. And I don't know, 2017, I guess Apple did still have a lot of money.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see where the appeals go. France is being super aggressive in going after Silicon Valley's international excesses, yeah. Or international excessism in France, at the very least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely right. And as I say, it plays into this wider European context.
Yeah. And I'm very curious about, like you both said, about the piece of the statement saying, practices from a decade ago. So how were they allocating hardware in 2010? You know, like, I wonder about that now. I wouldn't have if Apple hadn't said that.
Well, Apple, we long noted that Apple seemed to give, like Apple stores would have iPhones at the very least. But again, iPhones are excluded here, right? iPhones are the products that were, generally speaking, the ones that were in short supply at first. Yeah. Sometimes iPhones, rarely Mac products. And we have long noted here in the States that Apple stores would have iPhones when the carriers didn't and when resellers didn't.
Right.
So, I mean, there is... this is not out of... like, France's overall complaint is not in keeping with what we've long known Apple does anyway.
Right. And also, the part of it I was wondering about was, like you said, Brian, like, they were hard to come by, but also, like, Apple, like, as far as I know here, anybody that sells Apple products can sell them for whatever they want. It's still going to cost whatever it costs for you to get them at wholesale, or whatever price you get them at in order to put them in your store. So
Apple has long mandated, like, if you charge below a certain price below Apple's retail price, mm-hmm. you could end up losing your ability to sell Apple stuff. That was the case. I don't know for sure that that is the case today, but it 100% used to be the case.
I wonder if that's the thing they're talking about that's gotten them this big fat fine in France.
There's another interesting element to the statement from, are you ready for this, Brian? The Autorité de la Concurrence, which is...
Nice. Yes.
You're welcome. they actually allege that Apple's practices, the practices they're fining them for, contributed to one of a reseller called Ebiscus. It says, I quote, contributed to them leaving the market. Now, that's quite interesting.
Well, yeah. I'm going to spring a leak. So that was the retailer that actually sparked the investigation in the first place.
Yeah.
And if the regulatory officials are correct, then it is, in fact, Apple's practices that chase this company out of the Apple market. But if, I mean, you know, how much is it too that this company is just not someone Apple wanted selling their products? Mm-hmm. And does Apple have that right? Here in the States, yeah.
Yeah.
In France, maybe not.
But also, if your business hangs on how many Macs you're selling, I don't feel like your business model's very strong. Or at least it didn't used to be.
If you're an Apple retailer, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, so, what else is it going to depend on?
Well, that's true. That's valid.
Is that just nitpicking?
No, I just assumed. I generally don't assume that if you're selling Apple products, that's all you have. That's all. Because in the olden days, if you were Apple only, like, that was a really rough business to be in. And now that way more people have them, but there's also Apple stores, sometimes that can still be rough. So that's sort of where I was coming from with that. I guess we will find out, because they did say they were appealing. So we will find out if the largest fine assessed by this authority becomes the largest fine paid or not. We will let you know. And again, for Brian's Friends Action, that was observations at MacObserver.com. So we'd also like to talk today about a new thing coming, and we're going to talk about Power Beats 4, which are coming out now. So
can I say something quite revelatory?
Please do.
These are some Apple made headphones that I actually want.
Charlotte wants a pair of headphones. Yeah. Apple headphones.
Well, not just a pair of headphones. A pair of headphones made by Apple. Well,
I thought you like your AirPods.
I don't own AirPods because I don't want to look like a doofus walking down the street. Right.
You have a complete, a ridiculous hang-up about... what? About
not looking like an idiot. Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Why do you think you look like an idiot? That is so weird, Charlotte.
We're not doing this. We're talking about...
Oh, we're doing this. I've made popcorn. We're doing this.
No, we're not. They look stupid and they're dangly. The pros are a bit better. I accept that everyone I know that owns AirPods literally swears by them and absolutely adores them. But I've committed too much to this ridiculous position to backtrack now.
No need whatsoever in letting like reality get in the way. Fair point.
Behave yourself.
I back down.
It's her windmill, Brian. Let her tilt.
Because they've got a thing. They've got a cord, and having a cord dangling around your neck is way better than having a little white thing sticking out of your ear. That totally makes sense to me. I'm getting it. I'm on board.
Finished.
I'm on board.
Have you quite finished now?
I don't know.
Brian,
have a little
take
more.
A deep breath.
Have you finished being wrong? So, the Power Beats 4 have sort of arrived on the internet today. And they actually look quite cool. Yes, there is a cable behind them, but they're wired. So the two ear pieces are connected by a cable. Yes. If you head over to MacObserver.com, Andrew's put up a nice picture of them. There's the most compelling thing about these. The most compelling thing is the price, $149.95.
Yes.
That's pretty competitive. But let's just look at a couple of the other attributes. It's up to 15 hours of listening time. Sweat and water resistant, and they call it a streamlined round cable. You can make your own judgments of that. Andrew also in his story highlighted a fast charging that you can get you can get 1.5 hours of listening time out of, I think he said, 5 minutes of charging, which is pretty good too. I think, unless I'm misunderstanding them, there's no Hello Siri capability, right?
Oh, I don't know.
And yeah, sorry for all the devices I've just set off around the world.
Just chip enabled.
Because I think that's
You said hello, so I think that's...
It has the H1 chip in it. And it does. According to Andrew, the chip enables features like hands-free Hey Siri.
Yeah. The H1 chip is the one that the new iterations of AirPods have.
Yes.
That allows you to say that to them.
Excellent. Good. I'm pleased I'm wrong about that. That adds them to the things that I quite like about them. And so basically they're as powerful as AirPods without looking as stupid. You're welcome.
So I will point out, because I did just go look it up to make sure I was talking about the right chip. It is the H1 chip that's in the AirPods and the AirPods Pro with that includes the always on for your voice assistant. AirPods have up to 5 hours of listening time on a charge. I don't know anything about a charging case or anything with the Power Beats. I don't think they come with one. But AirPods by themselves, like if you take them out of the case, you should get 5 hours out of them, according to Apple. And that was the thing that I was sort of wondering about, was how they would stack up. And also, if you get AirPods, but not with the wireless charging case, they just have the lightning port on the bottom and that's the only way you can charge them. The going rate on those from Apple is $159. So these are even less expensive than a standard pair of AirPods. Which might be an interesting thing to note. So, Brian, I know
I think they're very compelling. Seriously, I think this is a really compelling package. Like, we can joke about the AirPods and whatever, and I understand why people would want true wireless. But I like the colors, I have to say. Obviously, because there's some black ones, I'm obviously going to be into that. Look, I think there's a lot that's compelling about these. They would tempt me as some gym headphones and just out and about headphones, genuinely.
Yeah, and they have some durability to them too. Don't they have like water resistance and that sort of thing? And they have the hook to keep them on your ear, like if you're jogging and stuff. I know there are people who say that they've not had problems with them falling out, but that's been a thing that sometimes people have mentioned. So, and I would be worried about. So there is that. Let's see. It does say reinforced sweat and water resistance. So yeah, they're definitely improved in that respect as well. So yeah, those might be good gym headphones, Charlotte, especially for $150. That's not too bad.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's a good price point.
Yeah. So Charlotte might be getting a pair. Brian, how about you? Are you ready to upgrade to a pair of headphones with a big wire around the back?
I've never enjoyed Beats's sound profile.
Yeah.
Right. I have to say I do agree with Brian on that. I think they've always been far too bassy and not very even for me. I do absolutely agree with Brian on that.
But
that's the one thing that's always put me off Beats headphones.
I haven't listened to their earphones, though. That's only based on the over-the-ear higher end headphones that sound like the music has been dragged through a swamp of oatmeal.
Hang on, are you saying you don't like a bass line banging between your ears?
No, I do like a bass line banging between my ears. What I don't like is the entire song being sort of processed around that bass line. I like
Brian likes to hear the rest of the song.
Different sound profile. I certainly understand why Beats had its initial success without Apple, before Apple bought the company.
Yes.
And, you know, and Apple didn't buy the company for that bass profile. Apple bought the company for the music stuff and they got a headphone company to go along with it. Mm-hmm. So there is that.
And I do think it's interesting that they are like the website's not Apple-y, you know, it's not like, oh, you could get these or AirPods or, you know, anything like that. Like, it's still overall as a brand seems pretty independent, which I like.
Yeah, not quite as independent as, of course, Claris, which is a wholly owned subsidiary.
That's true.
But it hasn't, the company hasn't been entirely Apple-ified.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a vague Apple flavor,
least from, you know, from
externally. Yeah, like if you were somebody looking at headphones, yeah.
This is the only time Dr. Dre will ever be compared with Claris Works.
And that there, Charlotte, is the first time the two of them have probably ever been in the same sentence together. So Congratulations.
I'd love to hear Dr. Dre do something around the. I can't do it. No one can do it. But the moof sound, like yes. that should be incorporated into a proper hip hop song.
All right, I'm just gonna go think about what that should be now. Now I'm like, now I want to know. I need to figure that out. So yeah, it won't be a bass drop anymore, Brian. It'll be a moof drop.
It'll be a moof drop. Yeah.
Yeah. Here comes the moof.
I like that.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. On that note, or on that sound effect, we are going to go ahead and call it. You can, again, email us at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. Thank you so much, Charlotte, for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Brian, as always, it's been a pleasure.
Indeed. Did you actually say shank me?
I did not.
Because I think you did.
If I did, it was unintentional. Yeah,
anyway. Yes, thanks. Good to be here, Kelly. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for pointing that out. All right. I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.